Action item number nine, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property. Always a board favorite.
It's always a board favorite.
This time.
We do have a few items here that we've identified as no longer in need of that do have value. So we need a board action pursuant to our statute for the board to declare them surplus.
Let me just interject here. We didn't used to do this. This started about 18 months ago, and because we were remiss, we should have been doing it, but we hadn't. So we figured out that we should have, and so here we are. The favorite board chair, I mean the board thing, was a woodchuck chipper. That was some 10 years old, and so anyway, it's
long
gone.
We never figured out how much wood it had chucked.
Yeah, that's right.
It was out-chucked.
And just for the new members to keep in mind that we take verbal minutes, so we have to read everything into the record. So this is always why this is a bit more fun.
And oftentimes we have things like vehicles and stuff. We don't have any of that this time, but we do have some equipment and some things. I'll just show. We have a drill press. I'll read this in just a second. Drill press. We have a copy machine. We have a table saw. These are all in the Lake Granbury area. Go ahead one more. Go forward, and I'll come back to them in a second. Trash racks, which are really part of they're actually a structure that is part of this can be replaced in some of the dam rehab that's going on at Lake Granbury, but they're all rusted and stuff and need to be disposed of. An old boat motor that's out of service. A steel building and these towers, these were both related to some old radio equipment we used to have that's been decommissioned and need to be disposed of, don't have any further service needs. There's some assorted furniture that's pretty old and not in very good condition and has been replaced and is no longer needed in any of our facilities. There's a large tank that was replaced. This is in East Williamson County that's been replaced with a larger capacity tank in the remodeling expansion of that plant. This tank has been cleaned out and everything is to be disposed of, used to hold ammonia. There's some. We also in East Williamson County, when we expanded the plant, we built new chain link fencing around it, and we took down the old fencing. The fencing is in sort of fair condition. Perhaps could be used by someone else in the future. Can be sold and disposed of. We don't have any use for it. It's and then the rails that go on the fencing. I think that's next slide. I think that's it. That's it. All right. If you want to go back to the beginning, if anybody has any questions about it, we can go into more detail. Otherwise, I'll just read the
resolution. Would John please read the resolution?
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Drill press. Description, 1986, Sears Craftsman, 15-1/5. Inch drill press, model number 113-24520. The reason for disposal is inoperable and is replaced in 2008. Copy machine description, 2004 Xerox CC35, model number MU37034006H. Reason for disposal, needs repair but parts are unavailable, replaced in 2008. Table saw, description, 1986 Sears Craftsman, contractor series, 3 horsepower, 10-inch belt drive, model number 113-298-844, reason for disposal, inoperable, no longer needed. Trash racks, description 6, approximately 7-foot by 7-foot steel pieces, reason for disposal, 40 years old and rusted, removed due to safety issues, to be replaced when dam repair project is completed. Boat motor, description 2004 Evinrude, 250 horsepower, serial number 090-88466, reason for disposal, inoperable, replaced in May 2009. Steel building, description 1976, 48-inch by 72-inch by 78-inch height, reason for disposal, poor condition, part of decommissioned radio equipment and no longer needed. Towers, description 33-foot tall, 35-foot tall, base 1-foot wide by 48-foot tall, base 29-inch wide. Reason for disposal, fair condition, part of decommissioned radio equipment and no longer needed. Furniture, description, 2 wooden office desks, 2 executive steel desks with wood top, wood table with green tile top, no chairs, 3 wooden desktop storage shelves, reason for disposal, fair condition with some surface damage, no longer needed. used liquid ammonia poly tank, description 6,000 gallon capacity, 9 foot tall by 12 foot in diameter. Reason for disposal, replaced during the East Williamson County plant expansion with a 6,500 gallon capacity tank. Chain link rolls, description approximately 14 rolls of different lengths, 6 foot tall bundles. Reason for disposal, fair condition, replaced with new fencing to enclose the new expanded plant area. Chain link fencing top rails, description approximately 40 pieces of top rail in different lengths, approximately 600 feet to 700 feet. Reason for disposal, fair condition, replaced with new fencing to enclose the new expanded plant area.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Christian, seconded by Landtroop. Would you please hold the board, please?
Presiding Officer,
yes.
Director
yes.
Director,
yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director
Belt? Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Landtroop?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on.